Welcome to our service of worship here at St. John's Christian Church. It is great to see you all and greet you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Everybody in the back row, I assume, can hear us? No? Oh, there's some, yes. We don't want to get too loud, but maybe if I start singing, you'll want me to turn down. All right, thank you for that check. Does anybody know what BLAST stands for? Believe, learn, and seek truth. It wasn't until a couple of weeks ago when the fellowship committee was emailing back and forth, I made the connection between Vacation Bible School to Mars and Beyond and our BLAST Sunday. So they've shared some of the same decorations and same theme. So we've been blasting off since VBS in July. I want to read a couple of scripture verses for you. First from John chapter 8, verses 31 and 32. To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And that's part of that BLAST theme of seeking truth. And it is the truth that we have from God's holy word that sets us free. And then from John 14, 16, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." And so it's God's Holy Spirit that works upon our hearts and our minds as we seek his truth that enables us to believe and to learn. So welcome once again to our service as other people continue to arrive. We weren't sure, but about 10 minutes ago, the chicken arrived in the four coolers, so there's plenty of food for the fellowship meal that's going to happen in the parish hall. For those of you that are here and are unable to stay for that meal, you can go into the kitchen once this service is over, and you can go into the kitchen and get carry out if that's what you choose to do today. We did not inflate the inflatables, but there's someone here that knows how to work those and plug them in so all of the circuits will work. We didn't inflate them until after service because we didn't want all you adults eyeing that hungrily during the service. But we will inflate those sometime after most everybody has had a chance to go through the line. I want to thank the fellowship committee for the meal and the decorations and all the planning that went into their aspect of this day. There was a nice crew of volunteers the last week and especially yesterday setting up and getting ready for everything. There are two nice awnings in the parish hall that we didn't necessarily need because it's a beautiful day, and they put that up. I want to thank the CE leaders that helped run the education hour this morning for our children, youth, and adults. I want to thank Jocelyn for some extra work, and you have her to thank when you opened the bulletin this morning. And on the front page, on the second page, it was the welcome, and you had to go to the third page for the order of service. It was fun at 8 o'clock service to see some people, where is it? So we just kind of changed that this week, so get used to that. And then the aspect of you are a marvelous and magnificent child of God. Does everybody know marvelous and magnificent comes from M and M's? Not everybody understood that at the 8 o'clock service, so I was told to point that out. And that is an idea that came from Gene Stomm. So if you are ever out and about and kind of other little encouraging notes, feel free to share that. So we thank Gene for that, and also Gene and Dale for the new decorations at the church. And then please pay attention to page 5 in your bulletin about some pertinent announcements. Not everything necessarily made it in there. At 3 o'clock this afternoon, a team is leaving for the Toledo Gospel Rescue Mission, and the couple's small group is meeting tonight at 7 o'clock at the home of Justin and Carrie Yoder, so married couples are invited to that. Tuesday, we have our Bible study once again at 9:15, and Tuesday evening, 5 to 6, we are relaunching our community meal ministry with area churches and organizations, so please be aware of that, and somehow the right number of servants always show up to help clean up from that meal. And on Wednesday the 15th, Logos is starting. There is a table in the church outside the chapel with registration information for that. If you don't get registered today, just show up on Wednesday and somehow it's all going to happen. But Logos will start between 5:50 and 6 p.m. Life planning starts at 7 o'clock Wednesday evening. And the next Sunday, we will start with Faith Village in our Sunday school. And the Seeker small group will meet at 6 o'clock on the 19th at Keith and Kelly Kuntz's house in Wasion. I believe that is everything that I had. So, Joshua, you are up.
Our morning scripture today is 1 John 4, 7 through 12. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us.
Let's pray. Gracious Lord God, we thank you for the beauty of this day, and we thank you for your presence amongst us. We thank you for the beauty of each and every person that's here and connecting in our time of worship this day. Lord, we thank you for the beginnings of the church that's shared in Scripture, and we thank you for this new beginning here at St. John's for all of our ministries. Lord, we just pray that this day would be a blessing to you and offer great fellowship and worship to all here. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Well, we are excited to be out here this morning, but just know if, you know, the page turns when it's not supposed to, that we're just going to keep going and it's all going to be okay. The wind is wonderful and it's very comfortable, but hopefully the pages will be fine. We're starting with some songs this morning, so if you're able, would you please stand? Our first one is a new one that I don't believe that we have done, but if you listen at all to radio, you should know this one. It's called Good God Almighty. We start out with the chorus, and if you're not familiar with it, you guys feel free to join me here as I'm going to sing this chorus for them so they can hear it. The chorus goes like this. Good God Almighty, I hope you'll find me, praising your name no matter what comes. That's the chorus, and we sing that several times. Then you'll notice that towards the end, the words are in your bulletin. There's a bridge part, and it's really cool because it was a song I used to sing as a child. And I thought it was really cool when I first heard this one, but it's praise him in the morning, praise him in the noontime, praise him when the sun goes down. Love him in the morning, love him in the noontime, love him when the sun goes down. So we sing that a couple times too. And I wanted to do that for you before we started. So we start out with the chorus.
Yeah.
song this morning is one that we've done before. It's called Build Your Kingdom Here. And it's about God coming and the Holy Spirit coming, and we are the church, and it's through us that that he builds his kingdom. So let's start building his kingdom here. But you know, the sound goes like this. So hopefully you're singing along and enjoying this worship time. Our last one is called God is on the Move. And no matter what happens and what we do, it's through us that God is on the move. So this is a really, really neat. We hope to see it more and more as we come to know him better and better. God is on the move.
Thank you.
Anytime a heart turns from darkness to light, anytime temptation comes and someone stands to fight, anytime somebody lives to serve and not be served, I know, I know, I know, I know, God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah, God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah, God is on the move today. Anytime in weakness someone falls upon their knees or dares to speak the truth that sets men free. Anytime the choice is made to stand upon the word, I know, I know, I know, I know, God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah, God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah, God is on the move, on the move today. Anytime the gospel serves a searching soul, and someone says, send me, here I go, I know, I know, I know, I know, God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah, God is on the move in many mighty ways. God is on the move, on the move. Hallelujah, God is on the move, on the move.
Lord God, we thank you for being on the move within our hearts and in our minds, and we come into this time to praise you for the gift of your love, the gift of your love through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, you remembered. I invite our third graders to come up to stand in on the stage a little bit. So that would be Carson Baden, Alec Genner, Ames Genner, Ian Krukowski, and Dawson Martinez. You can stand right here on the front step, please. You look good. You look good. Well, it's been a month, I think, or so that you've been third graders at school, but our Blast Sunday is when we kind of begin the new program year, so we have promoted you this morning, and you are now in the third grade here at St. John's as well. And when you become third graders, you have learned well enough how to read that we present you with a new Bible. Here is a Bible for Carson. I had you well down in Vacation Bible School. You are Alec. I didn't think so. And you are Ames. When I saw him every night for a week, it was great. There is Ian and Dawson. There we go. So these are Bibles that it's important for you to be able to begin reading the Bible to know more about God and about his son Jesus. And we are here as your family to share this gift, but also to encourage you as you continue to grow from year to year.
All right, children,
Today you get to sit on God's green carpet. Come down and sit on the grass in front of me if you would. It might get a little scratchy. But you're young, you can take it. It is good to see all of you here. Your nice, shiny faces. We got one more coming here. Now, some of you are of school age, and you've been back to school for a couple weeks, and hopefully you're enjoying it because education is a great opportunity, so I hope you find it as an adventure. When I was a kid, about your age, and about 2 weeks before school started, I'd say, oh no, I don't want to go to school. I want summer to last a few more weeks. I always had this kind of feeling in my stomach, you know? And then my mom would take us school shopping, and we would get notebooks and colored pencils and glue. And I love new crayons because they had those sharp tips to them, you know? When they're new, you open them up, you say, oh, these are great. And then she would take us clothes shopping. And we would get a couple new outfits, and would get a new pair of shoes. And all of a sudden, I got excited about going back to school. I wanted to use all these new school supplies, and I wanted to wear my new clothes. And I thought, wow, going back to school is not bad whatsoever. You know, when you get out of bed, one of the first things you have to decide is, what am I going to wear today? And I think it's important that we wear something that we feel good in and that we feel comfortable in. So if you're wearing something that has the buttons missing, or if you have zippers that don't zip, or you have clothes that are torn or clothes that are dirty, you don't feel very good in those clothes. It's important that we feel good and comfortable. So this is a question just for the boys. None of the girls can answer this one. Boys, I'm going to show you something. And my question is going to be, would you feel comfortable going to school wearing this? Boys. Oh, we have one yes, but most say no. Boys don't want to wear anything like this, glittery and sparkly and pink. You got to be kidding me. You would not feel very good wearing that in school. Now, girls, look at this one. It's got a baseball player on the front. Would you want to go to school, girls, wearing that? Probably not. Probably not. Although there are some girls who are pretty good athletes, that's for sure. So, we want to wear something that we feel good in. And then I got to thinking, what does the Bible say about what we should wear? And if we turn to Colossians, it doesn't tell us what shirt to wear or what bow tie to wear. It doesn't tell us what slacks to wear. It doesn't tell us what brand of shoes to wear, but it does tell us something pretty important. It says, clothe yourself in kindness, in gentleness, in patience, and then top it off. Ooh, top it off. Like, boys, maybe you want to top off your outfit with a baseball cap. Or girls, maybe you want to top your outfit off with some jewelry or some ribbons in your hair. It says top off kindness and gentleness and patience with forgiveness. We need to forgive other people. And then it says, and then on top of everything else, like wearing a jacket or wearing a coat, keeping all those things inside, top it off with love. If we wear those things along with the clothes we wear every day, wow, we will be pretty spectacular. And the good thing about these things is that one size fits all, no matter if you're old or young or a boy or a girl, and they never go out of style. You always look good when you wear those kinds of God's clothing. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we choose what clothes to wear each and every day, help us to remember to also choose those things that you want us to wear so we will look spectacular and be a blessing to other people. Amen. Thanks for coming up.
Hello, everyone. Come on down. It is a lovely day that you are going to take today for this trip that you are going upriver. You're heading towards Paradise Creek, and it's a beautiful spot where you're able to rest and relax. However, as you can tell, it is breezy, so the current is going to be very strong. So you'll need to definitely paddle harder and work together as a team in order to get there, or the current will pull you back. Now, I do have the boat ready for you. So when I call your name, come on down, and you may enter the boat in at one at a time, okay? Lenny, I believe you're first. I believe that you are the right person to steer the boat. So I'll need you to sit in the back.
Thank you.
Priscilla, I believe you're next. I believe that you are the right person for these binoculars. It will help you see ahead so that you won't all go in the wrong direction.
Thank you.
Yes. And Teresa? Teresa. Ooh, over here. Yes. I believe that you are the right person for this training manual. It will help you guide every stage of the trip. And there you go. And then we have Pat. Pat, yes.
Okay.
I believe that you are the right person for the first aid box. You will use it to help the wounded during this trip if there is any. And then there's Evan. Yes. Oh, wait.
I'm holding the boat down. Okay, there we go.
Okay. You are the right person for this megaphone. You will use this to help when you see other boats coming, to use it to call for them, to tell them about Paradise Creek and how to get there.
There you go.
Okay. Okay, now, you have a very good trip, and please remember, you need to be able to work together as a team in order to get there, or you won't get there. Okay? Okay. Good luck. Goodbye.
All right, crew, are we ready? Let's get started. All right. All together. Well done. Yes. Nice and steady. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. There, I think we've got it. Good job.
Hard. Sorry, folks. I can't keep going.
You just gave up.
I don't like this part of the boat. I would much rather steer.
Whoa! Sit down or you'll capsize the boat. Don't capsize.
I don't want to use these binoculars. They're boring. I want to use the megaphone. Why can't I use the megaphone?
Come on, Priscilla, stop moaning. Pick up your binoculars. We need you to use them so we don't get lost.
I don't want to. It's not fair. I want the megaphone. Well, if I don't get the megaphone, I'm not going to row either.
Well, that's just great. I wonder if there's anything in this instruction manual on selfish people.
Come on, Teresa. It's a bit unnecessary.
Really? And coming from the person who doesn't want to row because it's too hard? I give up. I'm done. I want to get out and go home.
Come on, people. Calm down. We'll never get to Paradise Creek if we keep acting like this. Do you remember what the boat owner said? We have to pull together as a team, or the current will pull us backward. That's what it's doing right now. He gave each one of us a part to play. So let's play it, okay?
Yeah, you're right. Sorry for being selfish. We don't want to get to Paradise Falls after all.
Yes, we do. Come on, everyone. Let's work together and use the equipment that the owner gave us to get there.
All right. One, two, three, four. Nice.
Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it.